Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. But the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, minister of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thy name we seek, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, the Preetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with you hugs and love. Alhamdulillah. Don't start nothing. Don't back up. Just not say hugs and love. Say, oh, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Oh, thank you all so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. And I'm totally excited. You know this. Alhamdulillah. We are now in the first month of the Islamic calendar. And so we will be saying New Year Mubarak, as that we are in the first month of the Islamic calendar, Muharram. And may your year continue blessed. So we say, New Year Mubarak. New Year Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. And so we are at the 11th day of Muharram, 1445, on the Hijra calendar. And July 29th, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. We continue to discuss our relationship today with Allah, the Creator, Al-Khaliq, and our relationship with him. You remember we talked about it? And our relationship with him, in which we were so blessed to receive the understanding that we could have a relationship with Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq. I necessarily did not have an idea, really, myself, until I heard a lecture of Imam Waqi Muhammad, and in that particular lecture, he says, like, you don't have to just take my word for this information that I'm giving to you. He says, you have your Quran, read it and study it and establish your relationship with our Lord and Creator, Al-Khaliq. I was like, at the time when I heard it, it's been some years ago. However, I think it was in the last part of the 78, I believe, or it might have been even in 75 or something, right up in there. I'm placing it right around that, in that area of time. But when I heard it, I was like, oh, my goodness, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah bless me to reflect. When I got that, when I heard it, You know, when you hear something, you know, your heart hears it, your mind hears it, you know, everything, you know, you go off. Your attention goes in that direction. And so I'm like, I went on into explore it a little bit more. And I'm like, first of all, I was really like, wow. I'm like, that is so kind of Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, to allow us to have a relationship with him. Whoa, boy, I tell you. And on one hand, I'm just so in awe of this fact that this exists that I'm like, okay. Then I heard it, and then I began to explore that a little bit more, that information a bit more, explore that information. And in doing so, it has led me to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab, right here on AM360. I'm like, alhamdulillah. But at the time when I heard the information, did I have the whole idea or any idea necessarily of the impact that it had upon my life? And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when any other one from myself hear it, it will impact you in the same identical way. Because, and I love, you know, I love everybody and all of you, everything. You know, but Imam Warthi Muhammad, you know, sometimes people, they have the negatives to say about things. Forgive me, Allah, I'm not going to mention that. But I love that young man. And I do, because he was a fantastic leader. Oh, you know him? You know he was. So you know I'm speaking the truth. But to bring the information, oh, my goodness, that he gave to us, that life would open up for us, you know. Al-Fatah. Allah highly glorified us. He is Al-Fatah, the opener. But we had no idea. We had no idea when the information was being presented. We just knew that it was what Allah highly glorified us. He wanted us to hear. And we are the servants and believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say we hear and we obey. So, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue in discussion of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the creator, and the relationship with his creation, you know, with creation. And, you know, we are discussing the articles of faith. You know, and there were 7 articles of the faith, you recall. And now we are going to be discussing tonight of the articles is the divine decree. You know, Allah's word, wheel and way is what he didn't say it will be. He said, yes, just like this. This is what's going to happen. It's going down like this, y'all. That's what he tells us, you see. And you know what? And when you hear me talk like that, I tell you sometimes I go in the Quran, and I know you probably do too as well, as seasoned Muslims. And for the new Shahada's babies, if y'all don't know, that's okay. Just keep studying. Keep studying. Keep learning. And you're going to come right to this day, and you're going to be able to say, and you're going to tell them, yes, you'll be telling the ones that for the years that you had already passed through and you being not there, you know, and especially I can say to you in this time of your life, you know, see, right now, y'all, you know, you're still young and stuff, and you got things to do and that. Anything, and I am too in my own way, but I tell you, I'm in my 70s. Matter of fact, I'm 72. So whatever your age are, unless you're up to 72, you're young. youngster to me, even though I'm still young too, you know, because guess what? I have friends that are like 97, you know, so you know what they looking at me saying, I'm youngster. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. I'll accept that. I tell them, yeah, I accept that. Because, you know, I have sometimes people, and I say, young man or young lady, and they say, well, I'm probably older than you. I said, that might be. And then they'll tell me, and, you know, and some of the things that they've already experienced tend to where they're at. And I'm like, oh, okay, alhamdulillah, I do understand where you're coming from. I said, but I'm looking at it in this way, is that whatever one's number in age that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be, there's the youth of that age there. It is the youth of that age there. And we have to acknowledge and say, well, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And we deny none of the favors of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to do anything like that. So whatever age we're at, you know, we'd be like, yeah. And like, you know, like I said, you know, like my friends, they're always saying, yeah, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. They're busy, they're doing things. They're making salat. They're showing me how they can, like, they're going through the salat, going through the sat down to the sat, from the qiyam to the, through the different positions down to the prostration. Down to the prostration. Come back, sit up, go back down. Come back up. I'm like, Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen, 97. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. That is certainly an encouragement for me. And I'm sure it would be for any of you youngsters. You're probably looking and say, 72? And that's what she's doing. You know, I'm just letting you know I got some that's 97 in doing it. So, alhamdulillah. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-bayit. He is the infuser. The infuser. You know, like you give an injection, you know, with a needle or something, infuse them with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, is he is al-bayit. The infuser of new life. So it doesn't matter what your age is. As a matter of fact, if you can remember, you know it was, if you remember from the days of old, that some of the ages of the prophets got was, what was that? Lord, help me with this one here. So I don't want to give him too much. Look like to me. Was 700 and something years, you know, something like that. That's what coming in my head. And but here we are just 72 and younger. And then we talked about I used to think like that when I had spunk. I'm over here being all funny tonight, don't you, about that. I just like, you know, it's comical. You know, because some of the most serious things that there are in life is serious, darling. But if you didn't put a little comical with it sometime, I tell you, you'd be just, you'd be in such tears and just like, you know. But then that's where we learn when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to be admiral. You remember he said be admiral? And so that way we're able to maintain our good cheer and composure in the knowledge and information in which he has been so kind, because he is al-aruf, the most kind, and he's give to us and you know, share with us and let us know. So tonight we're continuing that relationship, that conversation on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Kadi, the creator, and our relationship with his creation. Alhamdulillah. So with that, as I said earlier, New Year Mubarak. And we're going to go on and take our first pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And you are listening to Alice Von and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Don't start and then you know where I'm going, because it's all about peace, love, and compassion, and a bit more information.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. Of course, you know that voice. That's our own Martha Naila Abdullah, Executive Director of CWSC. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I do see you, darling. I'm going to get right with you. We are back, and just as a reminder, and I want to thank you all for being here, just as a reminder that for our audience out here on AM360.org land, if you have a question or a comment that you want to make in reference to any of the information that you'll be hearing this evening, you know you're welcome to do so, and we're going to give you that direction. What you'll need to do is to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. That way I'll know you have something on your mind that you want to share or a comment you'd like to make, and we'll give you that opportunity. Alhamdulillah. We want to invite you also to connect to our 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197 and visit our parent corporation community-wide Shura conference at cwsc.us. You know, I love it when we get there, don't you? So that's us. That, hey, don't start nothing, tell them don't start our thing. We're not going to even discuss it. That's us. Check it out. It's a lot of great information. And as we mentioned earlier, PSA, that the different intelligentsias that are part, components of CWSC, and, you know, you get to get more information about that as well. Of course, you know, you can email us at any time you like, and do that at info@cwsc.us. Again, there we are. Hey. I know y'all be doing the same thing. Don't even be playing. I know you're doing the same thing. You be just like, Damn, okay. You know, you can tweet us at CW Shura and give us a like on Facebook. I know we got plenty of Facebook users out there, and give us a like. And when you learn about the Facebook, I'm sure you can do some other things in connecting with CWSC. I believe even on CWSC in terms of listening to the presentations here on AM 360, I'm working with you all. I'm going to get me a youngster And we're going to get this Facebook down pat, I'm going to tell you. But meantime, I have to share this with you. As much as I do know, I had a lot of help, some inside help. I'm not going to call any names. They might think I'm trying to brag on them. But I never stand to say I'm so computer savvy. I can just get around, you know. So, but we're working on it because Facebook is very important. It's a great platform to get on and to share with a number of people, you know. So, alhamdulillah. Also, you know, you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Okay, now I have a caller here, y'all, and I'm going to just take the caller before we get into the presentation, okay? Now you know how when we get in the presentation, we be moving on, don't we? So I'm going to go there with 314-833. Welcome to Alice Lemon Focus Learning Lab, and assalamu alaikum to you. I'm not going to call your name, I don't guess. Oh, okay, I might as well say
assalamu alaikum to you, the priest Abdul Hadi Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost always. And I just want to call in early to just disseminate something very succinctly. In terms of you saying, first I want to just say I can hear in your voice that you're in good humor. I remember one first Sunday, you know, being part of the Imam security team, and the first Sunday he referred to himself as the good humor man. He was a real good humor, and he was very humorous, and that's good. You know, it's good to have that quality in terms of humor, because we are balanced people, but he referred to himself as the good humor man, you know, so you ain't good humor. But the information I wanted to disseminate, and probably many of us did know, and we are students, we are always learning. We know that in the past month, in the month of Dhul Hijjah, that on the 10th day after, you know, the end of the Hajj, that we fast on that day. And as you so eloquently articulated, that the Prophet said that all of our sins and shortcomings would be forgiven the year before and the upcoming year. Well, in the month of Muharram, and this comes after the Hijrah, after the Hijrah, after migrating after 13 years in Mecca to Yathrib, that we now know as Medina, and when they began to establish the religion of al-Islam, there were Jews that also were residents of Medina. And the Prophet noticed that the Jews were fasting on the 10th day in the month of Muharram. He inquired, and they said to him that that was their way of acknowledging the Jewish people in terms of their exodus from Egypt under Pharaoh. They fast in that month, which is Muharram, which is our new year. And so it was reported the Prophet was very overt. He says, well, he says, we're closer to Prophet Musa, that was their prophet, Musa, alayhi salam, than you are. And it was reported the Prophet ordered those who were the Sahabas, the companions, at that time to fast on the 10th day of Muharram. On the 10th. Now, this is not, I want to say to your radio listeners and say to you, this is not something that's far. It's not obligatory. Just like in the month of Dhul Hijjah, that on the ninth day, that we fast, where the Hajis are on Mount Arafat. But if we want to get those type of blessings, you know, just coming into the knowledge and consciousness of that, and I don't think we can ever have too many blessings or barakats. We call them barakats for the new shahadas, but barakats are blessings. If we want to do that, then this can now become a practice. And because we didn't know, just like fasting in the month of Ramadan, then you could still make dua, feed someone that may be homeless or something, and make dua that Allah would grant us the blessings because our intention is good, our niyyah is good. We just didn't have that type of knowledge. So I just wanted to share that with your radio listening audience and those who are tuning in to the Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab, that inshallah next year, in our new year, you know, as you say, New Year Mubarak, a blessed new year. This is our first month, the month of Muharram, the month of that which is forbidden, but also on the 10th day, during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, you know, he established in terms of fasting on the 10th day, and then there's blessings that come. And that's a good deal, and you, as you always say, Allah is so kind, and he's so merciful, always giving us the opportunity to extinguish those sins or errors or mistakes or shortcomings we may have made in the previous year. So I just want to state that, and I'm listening. I got my way of taking my notes, as I'll be listening in, inshallah. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark. Thank you so kindly. And press one and go out. You know the procedure. And come back. And I hope you do before we go out this evening.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Appreciate you so. Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Everybody know my. Yeah, Brother Mark Shaheed, and he's over at IWDM Radio. And I believe he's on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I know one of the favorites that I really, really have is the round table.
Yes, the round table. That's every Wednesday after the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And then the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab is on Thursday. And wouldn't you know it, that one of the qualities and characteristics in the True Love Recipe, that I know you're familiar with that, and we was on H5, and the fifth one was humor.
How about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well,
and it was a good learning lab. We had H5, which H5 in terms of the True Love Recipe was honesty, humility, healthy, helping each other, and the fifth one was humor. And I even put a little twist on it and asked our special guest, would it be in your True Love Recipe in the Sacred Institution of Marriage, would it be a teaspoon of humor? Would it be a tablespoon of humor? Would it be a half a cup of humor, or would it be a full cup of humor? So that's something just to think about and reflect on, because it has to be your recipe. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark Shaheed. And thank you so kindly for giving us that overview of our last week's presentation in terms of Asherah and the fasting and on the 9th and the 10th day. So I certainly do appreciate that, because I wanted to do that, you know, but just moving right along, because, you know, we only have a couple of minutes here.
Yes,
but alhamdulillah, kindly, Brother Mark. I'm going to
press one. Yes, ma'am. I'm
going
to press one and go out. As soon as you mute me, I'm going to go out, because I want to listen to you. I'm not going to lie.
Jim, thank you so kindly.
You're welcome.
Alhamdulillah. So I'm so excited, everybody, that, you know. Oh, and as I wanted to say in reference to Brother Mark and mentioning the Imam Waqi Muhammad and speaking on the good cheer, and I mean good the humor, I get mine, and it just gives me it just infuses me when I read particular ayat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying to us in the Quran. It was is receiving with good cheer, to receive with good cheer. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, you know, good cheer is good spirits, you know, laughter, humor, you know, just, as some of my friends would say, they'll say, oh, warm and fuzzy, you know. Alhamdulillah. Well, you know, it makes you feel good, you know. A good warm cup of hibiscus tea or, you know, what other kind you might like. Love is teas. That's one of my favorites there. But, so good cheer. Good cheer, receiving with good cheer brings about humor. Good humor. It does. It brings about good humor. Okay. Okay, so with that, everyone, we're going to move right on into tonight's presentation, and you're going to see all of it's going to be just connected right here together in any way. It's going to be all right here together. So tonight we're going to be starting on the that sixth article of faith, and that is believing in Qadar. And Qadar, that's Q-A-D, is in David, A-R-A, is divine decree. The Quran also mentions the decree of Allah, highly glorified is he, which is Al-Qadar in Surah Taghaban, Ayat 11. And, you know, that surah, particular surah, is Surah 9. At Taghaban. Surah 9, Ayat 11, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no calamity befalls except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. And whoever believes in Allah, highly glorified is he guides his heart. Because as we said earlier, Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Hadi, the guide, and we are servants of Al-Hadi, the guide. He guides his heart, whoever believes in him, to the true faith, to the true faith with certainty. Now that, you can just put all these lines up under it and just to make sure that you are, you know, it's stressed right there, with certainty. Because you know in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about so the believers could arrive with certainty of faith. Certainty. And I believe that's Surah 48, the victory, inshallah. And I'm going to go in there and say somewhere from 19 to 21 in the ayats in that surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that the believers will arrive with certainty. So, believing in Qadar, the divine decree, brings us the certainty. The certainty of heart and mind. And these are the ones that are receiving true because of their belief. It gives them faith. And, you know, and y'all know who I'm talking to now, because as I was saying earlier now, that, you know, when I was the youngster, we seasoned Muslims, you know, and we kind of know and already understood. We had a lot of, you know, experience and perhaps with this information, but for the new believer and the new Shahada, it came to me today. Not only Can I say new shahada? But I'll say and can say the new believer, because there is some that believe and they're not reading of the Quran. They're reading of the book or the Torah or the Injil, but they are still new believers. And a believer is a believer is a believer to whatever the doctrine in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to mankind in their religion and revelation of time. Because of those books, remember, and that was one of the articles of faith, believing in the books. Remember, so each of the books acknowledged to the reader at that time that which was before it and that which was going to come after it. Those books confirmed the coming of the book. Now, whether or not it says it was going to be the final at that time, but we were definitely given the information that the Quran, as a matter of fact, I believe I remember reading, let me see, where are we at? Let's go back here. I believe I was reading, I'm trying to get to that information, but okay. The information states in the Injil, I believe that's where I got that information, that the Comforter, a Comforter was coming and gave his name, Muhammad, which it didn't actually say Muhammad like that, but the same version of what it says was Ahmet. And I'm told that that's equal to like Muhammad. But in any case, the information was given. And when the information actually hit the scene, then it was like, okay, this is it. This is the final. Allah said, okay, look, we're on the scene with the final book here. Okay? So you just keep doing the good work that you're doing and keep studying and keep on following. Keep on following the path. Keep on following the guide that you have at your time, you see. All the way from when they were talking about the books of Noah, you know, during those times and stuff. And you know, and then on then the Moses, people just lobbying up on in the Ten Commandments. All of that was a guide from the book of the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. It was there. This is what Allah and what Allah say. I know you all are here. Oh, I tell you. Here, Asa is coming in. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So each of the books were telling. So, and I brought the books because they are one of the articles it takes to confirm one's faith. And so now we're on number 6 tonight, and we're dealing with the Qadar. What is Qadar? Al-Qadar, it says, the Quran mentions the decree of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Qadar. Al-Qadar in Surah At-Taqaban. Ayat 11, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no calamity befalls except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah highly glorified is he. Al-Arut, the Most Kind. Al-Hadi, the guide, he guides that person's heart. Whether you are a new shahada or whether you are a new believer. You see, this information that you will receive in your belief of that information that you have received, Allah is guiding your heart to the true faith with certainty. With certainty. You know, that takes me to the Pharaoh with the calling on the sorcerers. But yeah. And he said, so you are a sorcerer. You taught Moses your tricks and stuff, huh? So then they said, well, they fall down and they prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say, we believe in the God of Moses. And he said, what? You going to believe in him before I give you the say-so that you could? He said, for that, he said, I cut off your hand and your feet on opposite sides. And you know what they said? Hand. Because it's whatever you do to me is only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you can do for me and to me. And it's going to be good for me all the way around and bad for you, especially if you have bad intention in doing it. So they wasn't worried. Why? Because in their heart, they had a certainty, as we do right today. That's what the Quran does. It enhances your faith. That is what the learning about the religion in itself, it gives you an insight of the knowledge and understanding. So be patient. Be patient and keep it moving. Keep it moving and keep studying. Keep seeking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what you want for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for what has befallen him has already written for him. What has befallen him was already written for him. You know, and that takes me to, I was talking to a young lady there the other evening, and she was saying, yes, but this and that, and, you know, things that had already happened, and, you know, they could have been early in their life and what it was, but so-and-so happened and this and like, the, you know, like bad things, you know, and just keep, I said, oh, hold up. You got to see now. We're talking about having faith, and faith is one of the seven articles, everyone. And we're talking about the divine qadar. We're talking about qadar, divine decree. And all of this is in the same, because it say, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what has befallen him was already written for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. He is Al Alim, all knowing. So I'm saying this, and especially to the new Shahada, the new believer, and if it's just a reminder to us as seasoned believers, that's okay. Allah says, okay, we can get a reminder. I think that's very kind of him, too, to even give us a reminder if he sees where we need to be reminded. Alhamdulillah. So that's to build our faith. To build our confidence in what we're doing and remembering to ask in whatever we're dealing with, that Allah, highly glorified is He, His Al-Qadar is up on it. His is up on it. And remember this, always to say, oh Allah, please guide my life. And help me in my management of my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you're just being truthful. We can't handle our life by ourselves. Come on, stop it. You know we can't. It gets to be overwhelming. you know, because you got all sorts of things coming at us today, plus to deal with just even managing our life. So we have to know this. And discussing these articles of faith, it increases us in that faith, you see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has said, it was already written for him, and Allah is the all-knower of everything. Believing in the Qadar, the divine decree, is believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows what will happen in the future. Isn't he wonderful? I mean, it just really brings you close to him, because isn't that a good feeling when we know, you know what I'm trying to say, we don't know what's around the corner, you know, but believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe that whatever it is around the corner, and we anticipate whatever is around the corner, is something that is good for us and beneficial for us, and that it was ordained, decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that in itself gives us such a comfort and a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. Believing in the Qadar is believing that Allah, highly glorified is he, already knows what will happen in the future. Believing in the Day of Judgment is an example of believing in the divine decree, the Al-Qadar. Because it is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highly glorified. He has already said what's going to be. We didn't know it, but he knew it. But because we believe in him, and we believe him, or we believe him, and we believe in him, then we be like, hey, we good. We good. And we go out seeking for the best of him. This is how you're going to grow in your faith, youngsters. And for us that need to be reminded and seasoned, keep believing and trusting it. You know what I'm saying? Because when we do that, and now mainly put emphasis on the new shahadas, the new believers, because when we say, okay, all right, I believe in God. I believe in him, and then we read what he says, and I believe it when he say this here. Then we have to anticipate that. We must anticipate it. That confirms our belief. Because if we just say, oh, yeah, I believe in him. Yeah, I believe in the day of judgment. Yeah, but I'm not going to work on it. I'm not going to investigate about it or, you know, set myself up to make sure I'm, you know, in the, you know, right of what I'm doing when that day comes, you know, anticipate it. Then we just saying we believe. And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I believe this is in Surah Ankabut, the spider, I can't say what number it is, but the spider, and it says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, he makes that question to us. It says, does man think, mankind, man, woman, mind, think that they'll just be left alone on the fact that, oh, yeah, I believe. Oh, yeah, honey, I believe. And then when it comes to ask your opportunity for them to show belief, they be like, oh, no, I can't do that one. But wait a minute. You just said over there that you believe. You said you are a believer. You believed in Allah and you believed him. So now here's a test that he say he gonna give you anyway, just to let you know that you're not gonna be able to just say it with your mouth. See, because I'm paraphrasing here somewhat from the Quran, because see, believing with your mouth, see, but it had not actually entered into your heart. See, so that's what we're talking about right here when we're talking about the seven articles of faith. Faith, the seven articles of faith. This trusting Al-Qadar. Allah highly glorified is he. He is the divine decree. He is the divine. And there is a divine decree that has been predestined for us as mankind. So to make sure that we do all that we can do to stay, you know, on that path of, you know, increasing our faith by the belief in these articles, then it just makes you feel so good that you're looking forward to the day of judgment. You're not only just believing in it, you're looking forward to it. Yes, darling, you got to look forward to it. Well, why are you not going to look forward to it? Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there in the Quran, he was mentioning, and something of them says, he was saying, you know, some of them, they cover themselves up with their garments, like they can't be seen. You know what I'm talking about. You know, they, you know, you pull the cover, okay, Allah, you can't see me now, I don't pull the cover over my head. Well, that's not true. Because he does still see you, even though you put a cover over your head, you know. Alhamdulillah, we are grateful that he does, because that gives us such assurance of his protection. That gives us the assurance. And woo, in a world that we live in today, don't we need some assurance? Yes, sir. So, Al-Qadar is Allah's predestination of measurements and sustenance of everything and everyone according to his knowledge. And he is Al-Alim, the all-knowing, and his wisdom, Al-Hakim, the all-wise. Now, if you need me to just kind of run that right back to you, we can do that, okay? Al-Qadar. And that's what we're talking about tonight, the divine decree. Is Allah's predestined mints, or here they say predestination, and you could say pre-designed mints, because it's like given to us in this measure, you know? So Al-Qadar is Allah's, highly glorified is he, predestined mints of measurements and sustenance everything and everyone according to him, what he say. Okay. So when we get this information, you see how it just, it impacts you, you know, like it, just as I say, when I heard the information from Imam Waradi Muhammad, it, you know, when you hear something, you hear. You hear what, you know, like when you hear that something, you know how people can talk all day, yeah, but then somebody said that, yo, wait a minute, you get your hearing on for real then, because you keen in on it, you know. So when that knowledge and information came and he said that we as the servants of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, should study our Quran, study it, you should know it. It'll even show you in there how to establish your relationship with them. It'll show you how. And you will understand al-Qada, the predestination of measurements and sustenance of everyone, of everyone, of everything and everyone. See? So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, al-Qada, the divine decree, that's how he is the all-wise and the knowing, and he know what's around the corner and we don't. Because he is al-Basir, the all-seeing. See? So whether or not we can see around the corner or not, our belief, we're talking about the articles of faith now, our belief in him, alhamdulillah, gives that a certainty that whatever is around that corner that we cannot see, it was already predestined to be, and Allah have power over all things, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Knowledge, the belief that Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. The belief that Allah's knowledge, he is Al-Alim, the all-knowing, encompasses everything, every matter. And that's something I know you, some of you be like, but how can... And he says in the Quran, he says everything and everyone asks at the same time something of him. It wouldn't be a problem with him giving that to them, because he is all encompassing. You know, he don't have no measurement. Well, oh, he only got a cup full of goodness and listening skills and everything for everybody. You know, only got so. Y'all got to line up. No. He is all encompassing. So if everybody at the same time, and even if they ask for different things or the same thing, see, that brings you in an understanding of man, you know, the oneness of man, the oneness of man and his creation. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he made man. He didn't say he just said I made Adam and then another Adam and maybe I went down in and made a John and you know he didn't say that. Man was one. So see how the articles of belief bring you into your insight. You see, this is what Al-Asma'ul Husna does. The 99 known beautiful names and attributes, beautiful names and attributes, knowledge, alhamdulillah, that he's given to us. I'm just excited, you know that. And matter of fact, you know, I'm going to go on right real quick with y'all, okay? You know I love y'all. And let me no disrespect and not to take my pause here because we're going to have to go on and do this, okay? You know that you're listening here at Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Alhamdulillah. I'm excited. Oh, listen, I'm going to have to do this for everybody because you'll see.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, wa alaikum assalam. Yeah, I had to get that one out there, everybody, because this is the last Sunday of the month coming up. And a reminder to you all as well, I want my appreciation for your being here this evening in the studio as well as out here on AM360.org land. I love you. You know I do. Just want to remind you that should you have a question or a comment you'd like to make, you're going to need to dial inside of the studio. Come on in. That's right. But you're going to need to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And press 1 so that way we'll know that you have something you want to share, and we'll certainly give you that opportunity. We want to remind everyone to connect to our 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org. You're right now online. Or 701-719-4197. Remember, this is so important, too. I know everybody's busy, but if you get a moment, visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference. And I can't say that enough, and none of us can, because that's us. And we're excited because we are believers, and we're studying, we're learning, we're participating, we're building, you know, we're following the guidance and the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. And with this big task that we have to remake the world, that's what we're doing. So visit Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. And remember that that U.S. stands for all of us together. Also, you can, if you'd like to leave a listener comment or a question at our business office, you can do that at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Don't start none. Them hugs and love go all the way forever. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so we're going to get back here. Oh, let's see. Don't let me forget now. Okay, I think we can go. We want to get back here and try to get through as much of our relationship we're discussing, our relationship with our Lord. Allah highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and establishing our relationship with Him and His creation, and enhancing and empowering our articles of faith by learning. And tonight we're talking about Al-Qadar, talking about Qadar, the divine decree, Allah and Him being Al-Qadar, the giver of the divine decree. You know, He already set this up. All we got to do is just be smart enough to follow. I'm telling you, and this, I cannot say it enough. Asma ul-Husna does. Because you know, as we started from the beginning now, when we started studying Asma ul-Husna, and we know this is the exact place where we're going to be able to get right into the paradise too. But in doing so, in learning the Al-Asma ul-Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it brings us closer to understanding Him, you know, and knowing how to connect with Him. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's establishing that relationship, you know. So we're now talking about the divine decree, the Qadah. That's one of the articles of faith, the belief in Al-Qadah. Knowledge. We were talking about the belief that Allah's knowledge encompasses everything, every matter, major or minor. His knowledge encompasses everything and every matter, no matter how major it is or how minor it is, and time frames of everything that happens in this universe. You know, like since this mentioned and reminded us here, you know, like when it rains, you can even look at it like, you know, just look at it when it rains. Well, that was divine decree. Just rain because it just wanted to. See, everything has to answer to Allah, spend a while to Allah before it can even do what it wants to do. So if it has the knowledge of thinking, you know, or the heavens and the earth, they don't thunder because they want to. So whenever they want to, it's when Allah spend a while to Allah say. I'm just excited, and I know you are too. I mean, just learning this information, you know. So increasing our faith, increasing our belief here in the articles of faith is increasing our faith, and is increasing our faith, and we're so excited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses all of his actions and actions taken by his slaves. Allah's knowledge encompasses all of his actions and actions taken by his slaves. In case we don't recall, some of us, his slaves, we are, oh yeah, it's no problem. Slave, me honey, you know you can just, yes, I am, we just talked. You know, it's like, you know, we ain't going to get into the slave thing because you know what we're talking about right here on the earth, but that's okay. We ain't talking about that one. We talking about of Allah. We slave servants of Allah. And he says his knowledge compasses all his actions and the actions taken by his slaves. Isn't that beautiful? Writing. The belief that Allah recorded everything. These are aspects in our belief in Al-Qadah. The writings. The belief that Allah highly glorified as he recorded everything in a book. That he recorded everything in a book. And you know, there is it's hadith. Hadith, remember? Where it says that it's laid down with him in a book, all of his knowledge, everything that he's written, you know. So here it is. Here it is now, the divine decree. You know, we can't argue with that. We don't even want to. We're excited that he's allowed us to come to know it. We're like, oh, Allah, you're so good to us. You're so kind to us. Thank you so kindly. You know. So the writings, these are aspects in the belief of Al-Qadah that we say we believe in, which is an article of faith. The law, the belief that Allah recorded everything in a book kept with him, called the preserved book. And he has said, know you not that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and on earth. Verily, it is all in the book. can tell you that is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tell you, but you know what? You know what all this information does too, like when we're believing in the divine decree, it just brings you the insights, you know, and it excites you about getting to the day of the resurrection, the day of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that's a big day. I know. I mean, it's so bad. It's so big, it's got us shaking in our knees right now that we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, he accepts that we have put forth that good and, you know, and that when we stand before him, that all that we know that he has blessed us to have insight on in our hearts and in our mind and our soul and our spirit, that, you know, we're anticipating and it actually happened. Oh, my goodness, we just like Allah, please, I pray that you accept us. Well, remember this too now. With good works and that type of desire, learning our asthma, it gives us that certainty of what? Certainty of belief, certainty of faith. Isn't that what we're talking about when we're talking about the Qada, the divine decree? It's just exciting. I know. It's so exciting. Alhamdulillah. Know you not that Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Alim, the all-knowing of that is in the heavens and on earth. And this is all in his book of decree, divine decree. Ah, alhamdulillah. This here is from Surah 22, Ayat 70. Allah, highly glorified is he, recorded the measurements of all matters pertaining to creation 50,000 years before he created. Did you hear this? Did you hear this? Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded the measurement of all matters pertaining to creation 50,000 years before he created the heavens and the earth. Now, you know, because we cannot put a number into really anything that we really know, you know, like what I'm saying, you to say, well, he started it on here, you know, like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is forever. So when I'm saying that I'm reading this, and it just say, Allah, highly glorified is he, recorded the measurement of all matters. He recorded it. Of all matters pertaining to creation 1,000 years before he created the heavens and the earth. And if it was more than that or less than that, we can't even count as 50,000 years. What? You see what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. It's just wonderful. The belief that nothing, whether related to Allah's actions or actions taken by his servants, can happen without his permission. See, when you say you believe in divine decree, there it is. The belief that nothing, whether it's related to Allah's action, highly glorified is he, or the actions taken by his servants, can happen without his permission. Alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and your Lord creates whatsoever he wills and chooses. And Allah does what he wills. And you'll find that in Al-Qasas, Surah 28, Ayat 68. And again, in Surah Ibrahim, that's Surah 14, Ayat 27, and he says, Allah highly glorified as he says, it is he who shapes you in the womb as he pleases. And I'm so happy now that, you know, you find a lot of people, excuse me, not a lot of people, you know, like people with certain born a certain way, you know. And I'm so happy to see that today, because it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shapes us in the wombs as he pleases. So I'm glad today that people are acknowledging that for however that they are brought forth, you know. And, you know, and they say, Alhamdulillah, I am beautiful of what God has given to me. I am beautiful of what God has given to me. And thank you so kindly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for giving me as I am. You know what I'm saying? But we alhamdulillah. So in other words, we are grateful at all times, which is also an article of faith, being grateful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3, Ayat 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for actions that are taken by his creation. And remember, we're establishing our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator, and his creation. And he says, as for actions taken by his creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, had Allah willed, indeed, he would have given them power over you, and they would have fought you. Now, this was in Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3, Ayat 6. And I'm sure, you know, when you go in there and read, you're going to be able to, you know, put it together about, and since it came about, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and had he willed, indeed, he would have given them power over you. Say, he shapes us in the womb, however he pleases, and the actions that we do are only we are enabled to do them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we see in Surah 4, Ayat 90, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah had will, they would not have done so. So leave them alone with their fabrications. And again, you know, this is to let us know that Allah, highly glorified as he is, all-knowing. And then to all of these events or aspects that are taking place, and he's giving us this, his decree of information in reference to this. So when you're reading it, you'll bring it all together. It's going to bring us right back to the article of faith, is the belief in the final decree in all these surahs. Because, and then again it says in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah 39, Ayat 62, and Allah has decreed everything and has measured it exactly according to his due measurement. So, alhamdulillah. And Surah As-Saffat, Surah 37:96, believing in the Al-Qadah, and remember that's what we're talking about. This is one of the articles of faith. Believing in the Al-Qadah, as described above, doesn't mean that people have no power over the actions they choose to take. Because you do. You do. But Allah is all-powerful, even over that. And, you know, sometimes, remember we were talking about that in a couple of weeks ago, it may have been in the last program, that Allah highly glorified is He. Sometimes we might say that we're going to do a thing or we go seek out to do a thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and we know not, and that thing may could be a thing that could harm us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent us from maybe doing what we might set out to do, and we find ourselves doing something else, but we still going to get what we was setting out to do. It's just that we was going to go the other way. But Allah said, because He is all-knowing and He is the Al-Qadah, the decree of life and things, because He is the creator, Al-Qadi. So we be like, oh, it might come to us to say, why did I come over here? Why did I go this way? And then, but you're going to still, if you set out to go wherever it was you set out to go, you're going to still be able to end up getting there. But it's just that in your mind that you did not plan to go this way. But see, that just goes to show you. We plan and Allah plans. He is the best to plan. Because He is the Al-Qadah, the final decree of everything. And He says, so whosoever wills, let him take a return to his Lord. And this is in parentheses to say, by obeying the commandments of our Lord. So keep your duty to Allah, as highly glorified as He, as much as you can. Listen and obey. And you know what? This cannot be stressed too much. I'm going to tell you, now, you babies, now you all know you my babies, and especially when you come in to be in you youngsters yet, and you get impatient, you know, and so we have to tell you that, but sweetie, just slow it down, because you got to live in the reality. You got to live in the reality of where you're at. You know. So whatever it is that you are wanting to do, whether you want to go to increase your faith, increase the articles of faith in your belief, then you have to stick with what you say. Stick with it, baby. If you say you ain't going to eat no more sugar, then don't eat no more sugar. And I'm just only throwing that in there as an analogy, everybody. I know it has nothing much to do with what we're talking about. But I'm just saying that if there is something that you say you're going to do and it might get a little bit difficult, that's okay. Remember what Allah said, what Allah said in the Quran? It says, with every difficulty comes relief, and repeated. So verily, with every difficulty comes relief. Therefore, when you are free from your immediate task, still labor hard, and to your Lord turn all your attention. That is the belief in the Al-Qadah, the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in, now that was in Surah Al-Naba 78:39, and he says in Surah Attaqabun 64, Surah 64, Ayat 16. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah burns neither person beyond his scope, beyond from what he can see, hear, feel, or understand. He does not put a burden beyond what you can handle. And he says, he gets reward for the good which he has earned, and he gets the punishment for the evil which he has earned. In Surah Baqarah, that's 2, Surah 2, Ayat 286, as for the reality of things, the reality of things, every human knows that he has a power and a will of his own. He uses his power and his will to indulge in and avoid actions of his choice. Mankind distinguishes between what they do by their own power and between what they have no power over. You see, so we don't just go running out doing something without having consulted with our Lord first. And as you're getting to know him, because you're seeking to know him, because you believe in him, and you believe what he says, then you are actually anticipating the answers of the choices that you should make, and recognize that the power to make the correct choice comes from the very intent of wanting to do the best thing and the right thing and the good thing. And then we will exert, therefore, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be victorious in that. So the power and will of mankind is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you ask, he will give. Now, if you go running out there and you don't ask, you're going to find yourself in trouble. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to whomsoever wills to walk straight, you only will to walk straight as Allah wills. He is the Lord and cherisher, Al-Muqi, sustainer of the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Ooh, you know, it's so much. Okay, I'm going to say this one because this is because I can, now we can get to the number 7 and we'll get through as much as we can of that. And we're Surah At-Takwir, Surah 81, Ayat 28 to 29, the universe is Allah's property, and nothing happens in his kingdom without his knowledge and permission. Belief in Al-Qadar, as explained, that we just come through, provides mankind with what the tools that they need to face the responsibilities, the obligations of what we have to do in the servants of our Lord and to humanity. So see how the belief in Al-Qadah increases our faith, increases our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the next and final article of faith that we're going to be dealing with, and we're going to open it up, inshallah, this evening, but we'll most likely have to end up completing it next week, because we got to do the seventh article, which is the belief in the day of resurrection. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, alhamdulillah, we were able to get through the sixth article of faith, the belief in the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And I know you all had your pencils and papers tonight. I didn't remember to say it, get your pen and paper, but you know when we say learning lab, then that's what you do. You get your pencil and a paper, or, hey, you know what? If you do not get an opportunity to get it all written down and you want to go back and listen to it, you know you can go over at am360.org, going into the podcast. I believe you might be able to type in Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab, and it'll bring it up for you. And, you know, tonight is the 29th of July, and you can go back and hear it. But if you got your pen and paper, this is going to be really good. You're going to be able to go back over those. If you took good notes, you'll be able to go back over that information. Okay, so we're going to take our pause here, because we're going to take the last one here. And what we have to do, what we have to do. And we've discussed belief in the Al-Qadah, divine decree, and then we'll come back and we're going to begin our discussion in the seventh article of faith, belief in the resurrection. You're listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. You know how sometimes when you're trying to move your mouse around you'll lose it? And that's what was going on. So we're going to do, I got something I want to do. Just bear with me. I promise you, I know. I'm going to go here.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. It supports a healthy immune system, give a body boost to stay healthy and strong, improve indigestion, decrease infection, remove inflammation, and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and you're welcome, and wa'alaikum salam to everyone. And we are back. Just a reminder now, you out there at am360.org, man, don't start nothing. You know, I just want to remind you, if you want to have a question or a comment, you're going to need to dial in. You're going to have to get on it, too. And I do see we do have a couple callers there in the queue. I'm getting right to you. But you're going to need to, those of you that are out there on am360.org land, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll certainly make sure that you get that opportunity. You can leave us a listener comment also at our business office, or question, what have you, at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you. Okay, I love you all very dearly, and I do appreciate your patience. We're going to go to our board here and go 727-741. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. 727-741. Okay. I see your hand up. Maybe. We'll come back. Okay, I have also 314, our returning caller, 833, our dear brother Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum, brother Mark.
Alaikum assalam once again to you, the priest Hadi, and to your very distinguished esteemed radio listening audience there at AM360. I want to say alhamdulillah to the praise, and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost always. And I just want to commend you on an excellent learning lab tonight in this article of faith. Article of faith, a very important one, Al-Qadr, the divine decree. I'm glad that it was put in that way, divine decree, and just to say to some of the new Shahadas and even some of the seasoned believers, oftentimes you'll see that as termed as predestination, or predestiny, and that can be a little confusing, and because some people can come away with the wrong reasoning. That it doesn't matter what they do with the time that Allah has given to them and to us here in this realm of life, that it has already been predetermined, our destiny predetermined. There is a difference. Allah, as you give these 99 known attributes, Allah is Al-Aleem. He's the all-knowing. He's the all-knowing. And so he knows everything. He's not confined to anything, neither time nor space. So he knows, you understand, what the end can and will be for his creation. He gives us that in Revelation. But Allah has given us a will. I was so elated to hear how well you explained that in terms of how the realization and utilization of the will that God has given to each and every one of us. And this is what it is, that we are going to be judged on in terms of how we discharge that will, what it is that we do or we don't do, you know. So that's very important. And I just wanted to say let's not confuse it. Allah knows and we know not. But utilize the will that Allah has given to us to be a servant to Allah. Know that we are always Abdullah, that we always should be a servant of Allah and use that will if God would have us to use that will to be in congruency with the rest of the natural creation, you see. So if Allah wants to bring about anything, as Allah says, he just said, kum fayakum. He speak it and will it into existence. And so we have to be in conformity with that. And that'll go to the last one that we have to believe in the day of resurrection. Or oftentimes it is said the last day, but Imam Muhammad say better, it is the day of accountability. And I think that's the message that we want to know and to recognize, the day of accountability. You know, this life that we live is valuable and it is significant. So if it wasn't, you know, Allah could have just made us just like the rest of creation. You know, we wouldn't even be able to express or we'll have freedom of will or freedom of thought or freedom of action. And, you see, so it's very, very important and significant that we'll be accountable. And this should be in conjunction with having the discipline that we should have in this life in terms of what it is we do, because we'll know that there is a day of accountability that you will have to account for what you did, what you didn't do, and how obedient. I'm glad you used that word. Everything in Allah's creation is obedient to God's will. When we look at the natural creation, we're looking at and the expression of God's will. And that is what it is, that we as human beings, even though we've been given a free will, we have to bring the free will that God has given to us in conformity to what God's will. And even if there is something, you understand, that we don't think that it should be, we have to accept what God's will is, mashallah. I could say more, but I'll stop there because the few minutes that you have left, you might want to get into next week's topic in terms of, I think you said day of resurrection, but or sometimes it's the last day, but really it's a day of accountability, and that we'll be raised. We'll be raised up, you know. But when we raised up, will we be able to say that we was raised up in regards to God's will, willing way, or not?
Yes,
I'll stop there. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much. It's an excellent learning lab, always. And may Allah continue to bless you and us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, thank you, my salam to you as well, Brother Mark. Thank you so kindly. Oh, alhamdulillah, we're going to go to 718, and I certainly do appreciate you so kindly, patience for my, because I know you all were there and I didn't see you. So 718-749, welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. My sister, this is William Kareem. I'm calling in. This is, as a learning lamp, this is a very important subject, and I'm making a comment on it because it was something that my daughter had asked me. She was, you know, really, really confused about it. You know, Allah knows everything. You know, but Allah knows it all. You know, that's how she was with it. I know you don't have that much time left in the program, but every day is the day of accountability. That is the best way. Well, I won't say the best way, but I will say that was one of the ways to really think about it, because the actions that we take on a daily basis, either it's going to be for the good or it's not going to be for the good. And Allah says that the reward for good is good and the reward for bad is bad. And so when we talk about Al-Qadr, you know, it is Allah that made that circumstance. that if you do good, you get good. And Allah made the circumstances, if you do bad, you get bad. So it's really important for us to reflect on our life and, you know, the where we've come from the time that we've been born up to the time that we are, and we can see the guidance of whether it's good or whether we've done good and been rewarded for it or bad and being rewarded for it. Our prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was given a revelation, peace be upon him. He was given a revelation because he was a man who did good. And we know that. Why? Because when he got the revelation, he wasn't even evil. He said, well, what's going on with this? He had to go to his wife, and he wasn't sure about what he had. But his wife said, look, you're a good man. You've done a lot of good, and because you've done good, this must be good. It has to be good. Because the reward for good is good, and the reward for bad is bad. And we should, as you know, just students of this idea of Al-Qadar, we should understand that, I would say that we should understand that, you know, the reward for good is good, the reward for bad is bad, and that is what Allah put in the creation, and that's how the judgment is made on a daily basis. Thank you, sis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Well, I certainly do. You're absolutely right, Brother Kareem. I do appreciate you, you know, coming in and sharing that commentary with us. We know, like you're saying, the will of Allah, you know, and for us that know, we season, you know, we don't mind being reminded. But I'm so glad that you all are coming on and increasing that support, if you would, especially to the new Shahadas. You know, I really do appreciate that much. So I'm going to go here. We got just a couple minutes left. I'm going to go here and see if 727 was going to say anything at this time. We went in and checked them out. I believe this is Mazanita, but not sure. But we're going to check and see if she wants to come. And thank you so kindly, William Kareem. And we look forward to hearing from you. Look, y'all almost said in the morning. You say don't get you to work too soon.
Inshallah.
I'm doing inshallah. That's Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And,
yeah, living the upload life is on Monday. Yeah, living the upload life is on Monday, and Lives of the Prophets is on Tuesday. And inshallah, tune in. You'll have a good time.
Yes.
Inshallah.
Yes. Inshallah. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, let me see here. Martha, 727-741. I think that's her number.
That is. It is me. I didn't hear a name the last time. But alhamdulillah, that's okay. Here I am. I had come
to you, but you weren't there.
I was saying, I was talking. But anyway, alhamdulillah.
Went on mute. You were talking on mute?
I guess I was. But I want to share with alhamdulillah, thank you, sweetie. I want to share when you said about still labor hard. That was my comment about once you finish one task, still labor hard. Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear love, and thank you so kindly and I do apologize to keep you on too long waiting, you know, for me to get there. But
no, ma'am, that's okay.
I love everybody. I certainly do appreciate you all. All right, my dear love. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
You know you're going to be on Martha Knight. Now, y'all know that's Martha Knight, and she's the executive director at WSB. But she also, now today is Saturday. But you know she does she does everything. She got quite a few programs, but she got something coming up here Sunday. Don't you have something coming up Sunday?
No, ma'am. You know what? We need to remove that. That's Kareem and Michael and Mahasin comes on. But Lou Princess Aziz at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
But that's
and
I definitely want to make sure I get her in there because, yes, listen, everyone, you're going to start. Okay, then, yes, Martha. I'm going to tell them quickly, and then we're going to get on off of here. But thank you so
much. All right.
Kindly.
You're welcome, babe.
Oh, yes, everybody. I'm so glad she just, see what I mean? Oh, Allah, he knows everything, doesn't he? And doesn't it make you feel good? Okay, he is Al-Aleem, the all-knowing. And he knew that we need to make a mention of tomorrow's programming coming on, starting up at 10 o'clock in the morning with Sister Muhammad and Study Out Islam. And then I'm glad she reminded me at 4 o'clock, oh, this young lady here, Princess Aziz. And she's in at 4 o'clock. I believe she have, I got her. I got her right there. I got what she's doing. But I can't think of it right now, everybody. Just don't get me. Don't get upset with me now. I can't. I know I got her right here. But in any case, starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow, I'm seeing it in my head. I just can't bring it up. But she's going to start at 4 and be there because I'm planning to be here too. There's something about I can't bring it up. And then you're going to have the contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad coming at 5. And so please join us tomorrow. Please, please, please. Okay. Alhamdulillah. You all so kind for your patience today. I know we were just getting in the stand a little bit longer than perhaps we anticipated. But inshallah, I've enjoyed you all immensely. And may Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week, the Juma Mubarak. Remember the homeless, those that are in need, those that are hunger, those that are ill, and working with trying to get recovery. Those that have returned to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and up on us that we have returned, that He have mercy and bless us all with His paradise. And for everyone, and the blessings we're asking of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that we say, Ameen. And we came in with the hugs and love to you, and you know we're going to leave right back out with the hugs and love to you. And inshallah, we look forward to seeing you right back here next week, seeing us all back here, inshallah, next week. Same time, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern to 7 o'clock p.m. And right here on AM 360. Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to leave us out with this particular for our upcoming MCNRD meeting. And it's tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preeta Hadi, host of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
Well, alaikum assalam. You know what? I'm going to have to get with Martha Nida because it's actually got my MCNRD, and that's what I was going to play about the MCNRD. Check your email, volunteers, for tomorrow's meeting. Inshallah. Okay, but instead, that's where the new time PSA is at. Okay, I'll try to remember that, inshallah. Hugs and love to you. We came with you for hugs and love, and we're going to definitely do you with the big hugs and love. May Allah increase us in our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, our hearing, our seeing, our feeling, and our intelligence. Ah, love you. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. New Year's Mubarak.